subject, I'm my husband's mistress. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. Steve, I need your help. I'm my husband's mistress. We were together for 7 years and we have 2 kids together. Being young, we had a lot of problems with money, unemployment, housing, cheating on his part, and some issues like drugs and physical abuse on his part. While some things got better, some things got way out of hand. So I had to put him out for my children's sake. Years passed and he and I had very little contact, and I got fed up with his neglect of our children, so I marched myself straight to his front door full of fire. But when he touched me, I melted. Fire out. He told me he had someone that's 10 years older and they've been together for years, but he was still in love with me and she knew it. Well, it got complicated and we started sleeping together and trying to rebuild our relationship. He got caught and the three of us discussed it and tried a three-way relationship. But in the end, I found myself brokenhearted and alone. Wait, it gets better. Years passed. I moved on and had another man's baby. Upon first contact again with my husband, he stated that I'm still his wife and he promised to never leave again. I tried to fight it, but he's the only man I've ever been in love with. Yes, he's still with her, and she found out about us and got really sick and ended up in the hospital. He comes to see me every day and we spend time together and we kiss in public. He visits her in the hospital and tends to her needs, all while keeping me a public secret. He has to be there for her right now and ask me to be patient. I'm so confused and afraid. I don't want to hurt this woman again. She's a nice person. Because of her age and illness, I'm even willing to try the three-way relationship again because I don't want to leave her sick and alone. Steve, I don't know what to do. I just want my family to be whole again. Is this man just taking my love for granted, or does he truly love me and want to be in my life? Here's another question for you. Is this man really worth all of this? Is he worth such hurt and such heartache and pain and confusion on your part? Really, why are you compromising yourself for this man? I mean, you want to be number three in his life? Why would you do that? Why would you want to be in a three-way relationship? What has he done for you but make you miserable? I mean, you got to think about that. You are his wife, and he's taking care of another woman in your face. He's not taking care of you. He's taking care of her. He's with her. I mean, you really, really need to wake up. This man is doing what is called having his cake and eating it too. But you can stop all of this. You can let him go, and or else he's going to continue to do what he's doing. As long as you allow him to do it, as we've said so many times in the show, he's going to mistreat you. And yes, to answer your question, yes, he is taking you for granted. Steve?
This is the craziest damn letter. Damn Neil. But not quite. I don't really know. See, we've had some ignorant mess.
Yes.
This right here, though. Lady, for real? I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's so much. You had a horrible relationship with this dude. You put him out for your children's sakes. Years passed. I had very little contact, got fed up with the neglect of our children, marked myself straight to his front door, full of fire, but when he touched me, I melted fire out. I don't know how, first of all, I don't know how old you are in this letter, especially towards the end.
Right.
Because years have passed, more kids got made, more relationship. How old are you? What's wrong with you? This man, like Shirley says, does you no good ever. Here's the next line. Well, he's with this other woman. She's 10 years older. It got complicated. We started sleeping together, trying to rebuild our relationship. He got caught, and the three of us discussed it and tried a three-way relationship. Okay.
What?
First of all, you started to rebuild your relationship. That's what you thought you was doing. He was sleeping with two women. You thought you were rebuilding a relationship. He was sleeping with two chicks. And then he says, she found out the three of y'all discussed it and tried a three-way relationship. My question, what did he say to y'all?
Yes,
that's what I want to know. What did he say to y'all? Because I've searched for them words.
Try one.
Everything I ran through my head, I could never say. So I wasn't no need of me bringing the three-way into the crib because that wasn't going to make – it didn't sound right to me. But I want to know, what did he say to y'all that made it all right? Then you ended up being alone. Wait, it gets better. Years pass, I move on, had another man's baby. You just fired him off now, ain't you? You just be ripping off decisions. Upon first contact again with my husband, he stated that I'm still his wife and he promised never to leave again. I tried to fight it, but he's the only man I ever been in love with. You in love with the wrong dude.
Yes,
he's still with her and she found out about us and got really sick and ended up in the hospital. This sounds like poisoning to me, but I don't really have enough information to go there. But I would consider poisoning because this dude right here done every thing else. Why is this out the question? How the hell all of a sudden she find out about y'all the second time and now she end up in the hospital? Mm-hmm. Somebody knew to do some type of blood work on this woman and start checking Coke bottles and start looking in the refrigerator at the cheese and the milk. Because I think somebody is tampering with this woman. This sounds like poison to me. I don't have enough information, so I apologize for saying that. But it just came right up in my mind.
Yeah.
He visits her in the hospital and tends to her needs, all while keeping me a public secret. What are you doing?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.